I don't think, from what I tell you, she tried to tell you we didn't have no pets.
You didn't have, I fully understand that, sir. I've already killed my monkey. You will not live with her. My monkey is dead now, thank you.
And she said you have a wife and a child?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and a daughter.
I won't rent over two people for the two rooms.
Why not? My daughter is just a baby. She sleeps in our room.
I prefer not to rent over two people.
But she sleeps in a crib. She will sleep in our room. Even if it's a 200-room mansion, she would sleep in our room in a crib.
I doubt if I would rent to you. I would show you the place, but I doubt if I would rent to you.
Then why not? Are you discriminating me because I'm an A-man?
No, I'm not discriminating against anybody, but
then why won't you rent to me?
Well, from everything that's going on transpired, I don't think that the wife would rent to you, and I don't think I would.
Well, your wife was rude to me. I tried to be nice to her, but she was very rude.
As far as being Arabian, I have a great-grandson that's in Saudi Arabia right now, so I'm related to Arabians.
Well, I tell my Arabian brothers to kill your grandson, if that's what you feel about me. Why are your wife so rude to me? What did I do to her?
I don't know if she was so rude to you until she tried to tell you that we don't rent over two people in the room.
She didn't tell me that. She said,
So you brought up about the monkey, and you brought you this and that, and talked about divorcing your wife and everything. I mean...
Well, I need a place to live. I don't have nowhere to live.
Well...
I'm calling you
for... That's not my problem. That's your problem. I'll be glad to show you the place, but I won't rent to you.
Then why would you bother to show it to me, you American jackass? Why are you so rude?
I don't know if I'm rude. I just said I don't want to rent to you. I'm not against you, as far as that's concerned. I hope you find a place. But when everything has transpired today, I just think it's my best interest not to rent to you.
What has transpired today exactly? What do you think has transpired?
Well, from what my wife told, I think maybe you were a little bit obnoxious to her.
I think your wife is very rude. I do not like your wife. Your wife was mean to me. I tried to be nice. I tried to be nice. But she gets very, very rude when I mention that I'm Arabian. I think she does not like me because I am Arabian.
No, she has a grandson that's pure Arabian. So it's a great-grandson.
Well, I still don't think she likes me because I am Arabian. Because as soon as I said I'm Arabian, she got very rude. And she told me that the price, $400 per month.
No, she didn't tell you that.
Yes, she did tell me that.
She told you the room was $240 like it was in the paper.
She didn't say that, sir.
And
I do not like your wife very much at all.
You tell them the price was up to $400? Yeah. Okay. I think this is things going on. Focus. I think the best thing for us to do is just depart.
No, I need to live there. It sounds like a very lovely, lovely place to live, and I just need a place to live.
Well.
Can I live there?
No.
Why not? Don't you not like me?
It's not that. I just don't like everything that's going on today.
What has been going on today? What has your lying, stinking wife told you that's been going on?
First place, I don't like you putting my wife down.
Well, I do not like your wife putting me down because I'm Arabian.
No, I
don't like it one little bit.
No, you carried on about having a monkey and everything else. And no pet.
I have a monkey. I have a pet monkey, okay?
Yeah, but...
And now my uncle is caring for the monkey.
Yeah, that's all right, but I think the best thing you do is go find some other place to live.
Why, sir? I just want to live there. I give you more money, okay? How about that? I give you... How much do you want? You want $240 per month? I give you $300.
No, I don't. I wouldn't rent to you on that basis.
Because I'm... You wound me, sir. You are so mean. You American people are rude jackals. Are they good ever coming to this cursed country?
Well, that's your problem. I'm glad we got a lot of we've had some good Arabians over here and been very nice people.
I don't believe you. I think you're lying just to make me feel better.
Well, I'm sorry if you think I'm lying, but my son-in-law lives in Saudi Arabia.
So is it okay if I bring bring my monkey? Can I bring my monkey?
No, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Hello?